Thank you, Greg. As you take your Bibles, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31, please. I'll go ahead and open with an apology to some of the students. The Lord has been working in this particular topic in my life for the last few months, and so a couple months ago in chapel, the older students kind of got a little bit of a version of this, but I have changed some of it, so don't fall asleep or think about what you're going to do tomorrow. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Before we get to that, though, I've been told not to wander too far. I was hoping to be down there, but that's okay. How many of you have ever seen this game before? The game Trouble. Okay. If you're not familiar with the game, it has this little bubble in the middle which you push, and it rolls the die around. You have several different colored pegs that go around, and you have to get all four of your guys out of your base to your home, so they're safe. Well, as you're going around, everybody else is going around, and you're hoping that the person behind you doesn't roll the right number to land right on your spot, or you're in trouble, because you're going back home. So you might have three of your pegs home, safe, and that fourth one's just coming right around the corner, and you're almost there, and Emma pushes the button, and she gets it. You're in trouble. She sends you back home. So now you got to go the whole way around the board again. And sometimes you got to get that six, if you know. And getting a six to get out is kind of tricky. But trouble. You're in trouble. Sometimes in life, our situations that we face are kind of like that game. We're going along, and everything seems okay. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in our eyes, there's some trouble that comes, some trials, and that's what I kind of want to focus on tonight. And let's look at Deuteronomy 31:6. We'll come to this verse a little bit later, but just kind of giving you a background. Moses here coming to the end of those first five books of the Bible. Moses has led the Israelites through the wilderness. They're about ready to go into the promised land, and Moses is passing off the baton, so to speak, to Joshua. And Joshua has this great responsibility to take the Israelites into the promised land to cross into Jordan. But before we get to that, let's go ahead and open in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening. And Lord, I pray that you would just be with my words, with my speech, help it to be clear in presenting your word tonight and what you've laid on my heart. Lord, I pray that I would be a open vessel before you, and that you would use this to be an encouragement to all that are here tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. So as we look at Deuteronomy 31, let's look at verse 6. It says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." As we look at our lives, we sometimes come across those troubles. And those troubles, those cares, as we very often will pray as we come to church, let's let those cares of the world behind so that we can focus on listening to God's Word. Well, what are those cares? Well, Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary defines care in a number of different ways, but the first two definitions are suffering of the mind, grief, a disquieted state of mixed uncertainty, apprehension, and responsibility, a cause for anxiety. Those cares in our world, as we go about our day, our lives, do they cause us anxiety? They cause us to fear something, to be distracted? Very often, as Bill was mentioning this past Wednesday, coming into Wednesday night prayer meeting, and you're just thinking about all these other things, and our anxieties, our cares, are focused there. We're focused on those cares of life. Perhaps they're important things, necessities, finances, maybe a job situation, perhaps health, something to do with your house, maybe retirement in a few years, all necessities of taking care of your family. Maybe it's something that's going on in your family or a relationship that you might be in or a relationship with some of your family members. Maybe it's strained. Perhaps it's church-related. like our pastoral search. Those are all cares, things that we can be thinking about, but they can also be distractions to us. Distractions to help us, or to hurt us, I guess, from keeping our focus on God. And the one thing I think we need to remind ourselves as we come through this holiday season that we just finished and we look to a new year, and maybe some of you made a New Year's resolution. So we have the TV on at home. Each commercial, we try to flip the channel because for some reason, I think you figured it out, they have lots of diet commercials now. Maybe you've made your New Year's resolution. Maybe you've not. But as we come to this new year and we think about what do we think about, do we have those cares that we've come through? Maybe we connected with a family member over the holidays that kind of informed us of something, some situation. But regardless of whether it's something small, those cares that we have, can't find your car keys. Well, they're in your pocket in your coat that you wore yesterday or whatever. Or something more serious. We can always rely that God is always there. The things that I'm going to share and kind of in the next few minutes are not anything new. We know about the omnipresence of God, that God is everywhere, but do we often remember that? In the middle of that trial and in the middle of that difficulty, do we remember that God's always with us? As we look back to Deuteronomy 31, He it is that doth go with me. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God is always with us. We don't need to fear. We don't need to be afraid. He's promised to be with us. Here we see Moses talking to Joshua. If you flip over a few pages, we'll look at several different passages today, so hope your fingers are ready. But looking over a few passages, and as a kind of a reinforcement to the idea that we need reminders, the Lord is talking to Joshua here. And so he's talking to the same person. And if we look at verses 5 through 9, we'll read, I'll read all of those verses and then we'll kind of see the theme there. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. Again, this is the Lord talking to Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. So I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now I didn't go through and count how many times God told Joshua there, don't be afraid. Be of good courage. But he mentions it a number of times. He wants Joshua to see that. I think he also wants us to see that we need to be strong, to not be afraid. Now, while we're in the middle of the situation, it's not always easy. And sometimes we get distracted by those cares, those anxieties. Our eyes are off of the Lord. And we need to get our eyes back to Him. And that's what we could go through, and the verses that I share tonight are just the tip of the iceberg in the verses that we can find and study out through Scripture. Later on, we see David in 1 Chronicles. If you flip over there, 1 Chronicles chapter 28, we see David talking to Solomon. As I remind my students, make sure you're not in 2 Chronicles or Corinthians, as they'll sometimes mess up as 5th and 6th graders. 1 Chronicles 28, looking at verse 20. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. So as we see, God's presence is with us. Christ later on, as we spend some time here in the Old Testament, let's flip to the New Testament. In John chapter 16, Christ is talking to his disciples, coming near the end of his ministry. In John chapter 16, and he addresses his disciples here at the end, verses 32 and 33. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone. Why? As he continues, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So even though, as we look at this passage, Christ is saying, the Lord's with me. My Father is with me. And then he goes on to say, even though there's tribulation, okay, be of good cheer. Because we know that God has overcome the world. And we know that God will overcome Satan, the devil, the evil one, in the end. So we can be confident in just these few scriptures that we've seen tonight, that God's presence is with us. But he also promises peace, as he mentioned here in the end of this verse, verse 33, that ye might have peace. He gives peace. You don't need to turn there, but Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. Those difficult times that we might be facing, perhaps other people know about them. Perhaps you're struggling through those things on your own, and maybe no one else knows. Maybe somebody in your family does, but perhaps not. But we can turn to God regardless of what the situation might be, and he'll give us strength. The verse continues on, the Lord will bless his people with peace. A passage I would like you to turn to is back in Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. Some verses that Kate and I, at one point in college, had claimed. If you go through difficult times in college, as you feel overwhelmed. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The Lord gives us peace when we trust in him. You go through the book of Psalms. I went through and read through that once and just underlined the word trust, trusted, or any other word form of trust. And it is amazing the amount of times you can very rarely go through an entire chapter where it doesn't talk about trusting in the Lord. We can put our trust in God and God gives us peace. Why and what do we do with that? Well, we look at 1 Peter chapter 5. You don't have to turn there again, but it's a familiar verse. But 1 Peter chapter 5 says, casting all your care on him because he cared for us. And that's really kind of where this study kind of began. As we look at, you know, those burdens that we have, we cast them on the Lord. He cares for us enough to give us peace, to give us strength. He loves us. Commentator Alfred Barnes, as I read a note from him, said this. He stated it well, and I'm not going to try and say it better. The meaning is that we are to commit our whole cause to him. If we suffer heavy trials, if we lose our friends, health, or property, if we have arduous and responsible duties to perform, if we feel that we have no strength and are in danger of being crushed by what is laid upon us, we may go and cast all upon the Lord. That is, we may look to him for grace and strength and feel assured that he will enable us to sustain all that is laid upon us. The relief in the case will be as real and as full as consolation, as if he took the burden and bore it himself. He will enable us to bear with ease what we supposed we could never have done, and the burden which he lays upon us will be light. So when we cast our care on Him, those anxieties that are weighing us down, it will be lightened because we're laying it on His shoulders. He's taking it from us, almost like a backpack. If you remember the story of Pilgrim's Progress, and as Christian goes through and has that burden lifted off of him, the burden of sin. But we have other burdens that we sometimes carry. I know myself, I sometimes go through my schedule and I get in a routine and a rut, and I'm trying to do it all on my own strength, and I don't often rely on the Lord as much as I should, even though it's just normal daily things. We know that even in those small things, daily things, we can cast our cares on Him, and He'll help us through those large cares that come our way, those surprises. Well, they can be the same and even greater. How do we do this? How do we cast our care on Him? How do we keep our focus on Him? Well, through prayer. So we saw His presence. He gives us peace. And now let's look at prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 say, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passes all understanding," the idea there that it surpasses all of our comprehension. There are sometimes where my students will ask questions in class, and I'm like, well, we really don't know, because the Bible doesn't explain that particular situation. It doesn't give us those details. The Lord doesn't want us to focus on that. Well, perhaps there's a comprehension of sometimes thinking about the Trinity, three people in one. It's one God. It's beyond our comprehension. The fact that God doesn't have a beginning. Because everything we know here in this earth has a beginning. Whether it's a human life or a plant or an animal. As the peace of God passes all of our understanding, we can't understand the peace of God that He can give us if we trust in Him, if we rely on Him. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. One last passage I'd like to look at, and that's in Psalms. I know I've gone all over Scripture, and as I mentioned earlier, we could spend literally hours, I think, looking at all the different passages that talk about how we can trust in God. I've had a number of years, do it every few years, where with my students, I build a biography of God. Some of the students that I've had may remember doing that, where I take them through Psalms, but you can use it and look through it, any part in Scripture, but I take them through Psalms because it's quite obvious there, where we look for characteristics of God. And so as we look through, we see some characteristics of God that in this passage, Psalm 61. I think it's a good thing, a good encouragement for us to see in those times when we do have struggles, that we can go to God and say, Lord, and I don't mean just those typical characteristics that we think of, you know, he's omnipotent, you know, he's all-knowing, he's all, you know, omnipresent, those kinds of characteristics. But as we look through the Psalms, we talk about Him being our shield and our fortress and our strength and our rock. Okay? We see that here, looking at the first few verses. It says, "Hear my cry," that prayer that we were talking about. "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed." Why is it overwhelmed? I'm not sure. Maybe you know. Maybe no one in this room besides you knows why your heart is overwhelmed this evening. "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Who is that rock? Well, it's God. "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings." Selah. Are we trusting in God? Are we trusting in Him to be our defense, that strong tower in the castle? Our strength, our protection. The story is told of a farmer who one night was awakened one night by the sound of his animals in the barn. He looked out his window, discovered that his barn was on fire. He quickly rushed out of the house while his wife called the fire department, went out, tried to save as many of the animals as possible, the horses and the cows and the other animals. The next morning, once the fire had been put out, went through investigating the remains of the barn. And over in a corner of the barn, where the fire hadn't really touched, but there was definitely smoke damage and things had been knocked over, he found the remains of a heavily charred, mother hen. Thinking that the animal was lost and wanting to take proper care of it, he picked it up with a shovel, only to discover that under the wings were several live chicks. The mother hen had sacrificed her life, with her wings protecting those mother chicks. As we look at this verse, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. God is there for us, just like that mother hen. We can cast all of our cares on him. And that's what we need to remember, whatever it might be. I hope that as you look at your new year going before you, that you remember not to look at the downside of things, the pessimistic side of things, but that we can look at, you know, Lord, I know that you've put some very difficult things in my path, whatever they might be. But Lord, I want to trust in you. I want to rely on you. And I know that I can, because you promised that all throughout your word. Again, I encourage you, look through Psalms, find all those promises that he's made about trusting in him. And all of the other places in Scripture, we can cast our care on him because he cares for us. Let's close in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father,